بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبالإسلام والتسليم إنا إلى الإمام المسلمين رحمه الله قال حدثني مخيم تمر زهير بن حبيب قال حدثنا وكيع بن كحنس عن عبد الله بن بريدة عن يحيى بن يعمر حاذني قال حدثنا أبي عبد الله بن معاذ النمري هذا حديثه قال حدثنا أبي قال حدثني كحنس عن ابن بريدة عن يحيى بن يعمر قال كان أول من قال في القدر أهل البصرة معبد الجهمية فانطلقت أنا وحميد بن عبد الرحمن الحميري حاجين ومعتمرين وقلنا لو لقينا أحدا من أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فسألناه أما يقول هؤلاء في القدر فوفق لنا عبد الله بن عمر بن الخطاب داخلا المسجد فتلفه أنا وصاحبي أحد عن يمينه والآخر عن شماله وظننت أن صاحبي سيجيب الكلام إلي فقلت يا عبد الرحمن إنه قد ظهر قبلنا ناس يقرؤون القرآن ويتكفرون العلم وذكر من شأنهم أنهم يزعمون أن لا قدر وأن الأمر أنف فقال إذا لقيت أولئك فأخبرهم أني بريء منهم وأنهم براء مني والذي يحدث بي عبد الله بن عمر لو أن لأحد مثل أحد ذهبا فأنفقه ما قبل الله منه حتى يؤمن بقدري ثم قال حدثني أبي عمر بن الخطاب قال بينما نحن من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ذات يوم إذ طلع علينا رجل شديد ليالي الثياب شديد صباد الشعر لا يراني أثر السفر ولا يعرف منا أحد حتى جلس للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فأسند ركبتي إلى ركبتيه ووضع كفيه إلى كفيه فقال يا محمد أكرمني عن الإسلام فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الإسلام أن تشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن محمد رسول الله وتقيم الصلاة وتؤتي الزكاة وتصوم رمضان وتحج البيت إن استطعت إليه سبيلا قال صدقت قال فاعجبنا له يسأله ويصدقه قال فأخبرني عن الإيمان قال أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسوله واليوم الآخر وتؤمن بالقدر خيره وشره قال صدقت قال فأخبرني عن الإحسان قال أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه فإن لم تكن تراه فإنه يراك قال فأخبرني عن الساعة قال ما المسؤول وأنا يعلم من السائل قال فأخبرني عن أمارتها قال أن تلد لما تربتها وأن ترى الحفاة الغراة العالة دعاء الشاة تتابع من البنيان قال ثم انطلق فلبثت مليا ثم قال لي يا عمر أتدري من السائل قلت له الله ورسوله أعلم قال فإنه جبريل أتاكم يعلمكم دينكم. إمام مسلم رحمه الله عليه has begun his kitab with the book of Iman, Kitab al-Iman, and he has mentioned the hadith of Jibreel alayhi salam, wherein Jibreel alayhi salam came and asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam a few questions. Now, I have been given very little time to discuss the topic that I wish to. In fact, I've probably been given only a few minutes because of the time factor, we have another two lectures immediately after this, so I will keep everything brief and concise, and I will be unable to discuss the entire topic. One very important factor, in fact, because students are graduating today, I think that the main topic I will keep out of it, and I will mention a very important point, and especially for students who are preparing to graduate and go out in the real world. In this hadith, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam three questions: Mal Iman, Mal Islam, Mal Ihsan. And these three questions, the first one is, what is Iman? The second question is, what is Islam? And the third question is, what is Ihsan? Now, Maulana Abu al-Hasan Ali Nadwi rahmatullahi alayhi mentions that many people practice and only keep to Iman. So in other words, they will say La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah and have belief in Allah. But beyond that, they do not practice upon Islam itself. So practically they bereft. There are other people who have Iman in their hearts, and this is the majority of people, and they will also practice upon Islam. So they will perform Salah, they will perform Hajj, they will practice upon all the basic pillars of Islam. There is a very small group which practices on the very third aspect, which is Ihsan. Now, Ihsan is a word that is not used generally today. The word today used is Tasawwuf. And in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that was defined as being Ihsan. Ihsan relates to
the aspects of the heart, the rectification of the heart, the illnesses of the heart, the rectification of the illnesses of the heart, and the good characteristics that emanate from the heart itself. Maulana Abul Hasan Al-Nadhi Rahmatullah Alayhi mentions that there's only a very small portion of people that actually practice this upon Ihsan. Whereas if you look at this hadith of Jibreel, wherein the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says at the very end, he asked the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum that, did you know who that was who came to ask me these questions, because he came in the form of a human. The Sahaba said that, no, we do not know who this was. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that, فَإِنَّهُ جِبْرِيلُكْ أَتَاكُمْ يُعَلِّمُكُمْ دِينَكُمْ, that it was Jibreel alayhi wa sallam who has come here to teach you your deen. Now, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the word deen, that means that deen incorporates Iman, Islam and Ihsan. So it's, as a part of deen, it's important for us to practice upon all three. We should have Iman. Iman means tafiqum bil qalb, wa iqrarum bil lisan, wa amalum bil jawarih. But according to many, and Imam Hanif rahmatullahi says that, is tasdeekum bil lisan wa iqrarum bil tasdeekum bil qalb wa iqrarum bil lisan, to have faith from within, to have faith in the heart in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Iqrarum bil lisan, to acknowledge the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So according to Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, this is Iman. Islam is what is the second part of deen, that's the, not just the five pillars of Islam. We usually believe that there's only five pillars in Islam. Yes, the most basic aspects of Islam are the five pillars. Yes, every single practice that we do, anything and everything that is according to the Sharia, is part of Islam itself. It is the pillar of Islam itself. So even as Shaykh Abdullah mentions in his Taqreer Bukhari that many people assume that there's only five pillars of Islam. Yes, there are five pillars, but they are not just the only aspects of Islam itself. Islam incorporates and encompasses a huge, a vast amount of things. So, that is also part of deen. So, Iman is part of deen, Islam is also part of deen, yet Ihsan is also part of deen. So, whoever practices upon all three, his deen will be complete. Whoever does not practice upon all three aspects, his deen will be incomplete. In other words, if he practices, he has Iman in his heart, he believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he also practices upon the fundamentals and the practices of Islam, and beyond that he does not have Ihsan within his heart, then he is not practicing upon deen itself. So many people do not realize that it is important to associate oneself with this part of deen, Ihsan. And in today's day and age, the terminology has just changed. Maulana Abul Hasan Al-Nadhi rahmatullahi, when he went to one of the Arab states, many of the Arab states, many do not accept tasawwuf. But Maulana Abul Hasan Al-Nadhi rahmatullahi gave a speech, and he deliberately gave a speech on Ihsan itself. He says that, I gave a speech on tasawwuf, yet I used the terminology that was used in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and it was readily accepted by the Arab scholars. Whereas when the word of tasawwuf is used, because it has been abused, it is true the word of tasawwuf has been abused. You will find Sufi saints who dance around the shrines of our saints in India, and we have spoken the name of tasawwuf, which may be one of the reasons for it, Allahu alam. But in reality, Ihsan is important, and that's why when we graduate, it is important for us and it is essential for us to associate, to establish a link with one of the mashayikh of today, and after establishing that link, to take it further, because many who graduate go and they never ever return. Even if they establish that link, they do bayah, they go away, they never return again to rectify themselves. So Ihsan is a part of deen. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself has made it clear that فَإِنَّوْ جِبْرِيلُ أَتَاكُمْ يُعَلِّمُكُمْ دِينَكُمْ, it is Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he has come here to teach you your deen. And it's essential for the scholars, more than anyone else, although it is essential for every single person out there in society, every single Muslim in society, to practice upon all three aspects of deen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to practice on deen itself in its entirety. And I do apologize, but time is very limited and restricted. I have been told that I have only up to 11:30. I think I have also gone beyond that time. And the main topic and aspect that I was supposed to discuss. I am unable to discuss at the moment, but I thought that is a piece of advice at the very end. It's important that we realize that it's important that we also practice about ihsan even after we've graduated, to establish that link and also to keep that link with our mashayikh for as long as we live.